وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَاب. And between them will be a partition. Between who? Between the people of paradise and the people of hell. Because remember, the people of paradise called out to the people of hell and asked them that, have you found what your Lord promised to be true? And they will say yes. So will this be a face-to-face conversation? No. There will be a screen, a hijab. And what does a hijab do? A hijab is a barrier that prevents you from seeing what is behind the barrier, right? Which means that the people of paradise and the people of hell will not be able to see each other. They will not be able to go across the barrier and be with each other. Why? Because if the people of paradise even see with their eyes what is happening to the people of hell, that would be very upsetting, right? How often it happens that you are enjoying something good, but you witness something, even on your own phone, you don't even see a video clip. Maybe you read something that is very horrific, and that causes you to not be able to eat for a long time. Causes you to feel so uncomfortable and sick to your stomach. You are surrounded by the blessings of Allah, but because of what you have read, you are so disturbed mentally, emotionally. So the people of paradise will not see the people of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. And the people of hell will not be able to see the people of paradise. Why? Because if they were to even look into paradise, just looking into paradise would cause them to feel some kind of enjoyment in their eyes, right? Because sometimes you are in a lot of pain, but you see something nice. You see the face of a loved one. You go outside and you see the beautiful sky, right? And what does that do? It brings you some kind of relief. But the people of hell will not be able to find that relief, will not be able to experience talazzul ayun, okay, the enjoyment of the eyes. So this is why they will not be able to see into paradise. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَاب. And what is this hijab? Some ulama say that this is a wall, which is also mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 13. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ. That a wall will be placed between the believers and the hypocrites on the Day of Judgment. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ. And upon the A'raf will be some men. And these men, يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They will recognize each by what? By their distinctive marks. They will be able to recognize كُلًّا, all, meaning the people of paradise and also the people of hell. They'll be able to see them because they're on A'raf, they're on elevations. All right. And this A'raf, this place of elevations, is where it is between paradise and hell. All right. So some say that the hijab, that screen between the people of hell, the barrier, is actually a wall. And on top of this wall is the A'raf. All right. And on the A'raf, there will be some men. Okay. And these men, because they are on these elevations at the top of the wall that is between paradise and hell, all right, they will be able to look down towards the people of paradise, and they will also be able to look down towards the people of hell. So, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ. Now remember that this place, this barrier, wall, and the elevations on the wall, this place is neither in paradise nor in hell. Rather, it is in between, from where both paradise and hell are visible. Okay? And أَعْرَاف is the plural of عُرْف. Okay? أَعْرَاف means heights. عُرْف as in المكان المرتفِع. يعني an elevated place. So A'raf are elevations, elevated places. Okay? And the عُرْف of a horse is the mane of the horse, the hair that you see on the top. And the عُرْف of a ديك, of a rooster, is the crown of the rooster, right? The red skin that you see on top of the head of the rooster. That is عُرْف. Okay? And the reason why A'raf are called A'raf is because they're elevations, heights, right? So the top of something, just like the crown of the rooster, the top of something is what? عُرْف. Okay? So the A'raf, the elevations, are situated where? At the top of the hijab, at the top of the wall that is between paradise and hell. Okay? Now, from the same root, عُرْف also means any to recognize. All right? Why? Because that which is elevated is noticed very quickly, and you recognize something by seeing what is at the top of it, right? So who are Ashabul A'raf? Who are these Rijal? Rijal, plural of men. Who are these Rijal at the top of wall between paradise and hell on these elevations, these heights, who will look down to the people of paradise and recognize them, and who will look down at the people of hell and also recognize them. Who are these people? Well, there's a number of opinions as to who these people are. One opinion is that they are people who will be placed on the A'raf. Why? In order to يعرفون, because يعرفون كلهم بسيماهم, in order to recognize both the people of Jannah and the people of paradise, all right, and to observe both. Now, why will they be made to observe both? Why will they be made to witness, observe both people of paradise and people of hell? Because you will see the conversations that follow. These conversations will add to the reward of the people of paradise, the enjoyment of the people of paradise, and they will also add to the punishment and regret and the misery of the people of hell. So Mujahid said that Ashabul A'raf are Fudala al-Mu'mineen, yani they are the virtuous among the believers, and Allah will make them observe the circumstances of different people. Hasan al-Basri said that they are a righteous people, people of knowledge, fuqaha, ulama, all right? And because they were people of knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal will give them more yaqeen and conviction by making them witness with their own eyes the people of paradise and the people of hell before being admitted into paradise. So this is one opinion. Another opinion is that Ashabul A'raf are people who will be stopped on the barrier between paradise and hell. All right. Meaning they will not be immediately admitted into paradise. Others will enter before them and their matter will be deferred. The question is, why will their entry into paradise be deferred? Because their good deeds and evil deeds are equal. Okay. Equal. How so? Their sins are neither more than their good deeds, so that they qualify for hell, nor are their good deeds more than their sins to qualify them for paradise. In the Quran, we learn, مِثْقَالَ خَرْدَلْ, even if there is something as tiny as a mustard seed, it will be weighed. And earlier we learned that whoever brings even one good deed will be rewarded with 10 times its like. So imagine after all of that, what is happening? Their good deeds are exactly equal to their sins. All right? Their good deeds are exactly equal to sins. So this is why their matter will be delayed. And later on, we learn in the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into paradise, because remember, Allah's mercy overcomes His wrath. And Allah has reserved 99 parts of His mercy for who? For the believers on the Day of Judgment. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And because He's especially merciful to the believers, this is why, even though their good deeds are exactly equal to their sins, what will happen? Eventually they will be admitted into paradise, but they will not be admitted right away. Another opinion is that these are people who have certain good deeds because of which they qualify for entry into Jannah. Okay? And they've done certain good deeds because of which they should be admitted into Jannah. However, they have also done certain sins because of which they qualify for entry into hell. Like, for example, we learned about certain sins that if a person were to do them, they would be admitted into hell. Like, for example, what if there's a person who is mujahid fi sabilillah, who fights in the way of Allah, and who even dies in the way of Allah, dies the death of a martyr, shaheed, but he disobeyed his parents. He did a major sin like عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. He was not dutiful to his parents. All right? So because of shahada, because of martyrdom, they qualify for paradise. But because of عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, they also qualify for hell, for entry into hell. You understand? So they have certain deeds because of which they should enter Jannah. But they also have certain deeds because of which they should enter into hell. So again, their matter will be deferred for a little. It's also said that these are people whose father is very happy, but the mother is not happy with them. Or the mother is very happy with them, but the father is not happy with them. You understand? Any a person is supposed to be good to both of their parents, right? Both the mother and the father. Subhanallah. So, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Now, some ulama say that the way that the description is, that on The A'raf will be men who will recognize each group by their distinctive mark. Some ulama say that this description appears to be like madh, like it's praise, because when a group of people are called rijal, men, this was a way of honoring and praising them. Okay? Like, for example, in Surah An-Nur, ayah 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These are men whose trade and work does not hinder them from the remembrance of Allah. So don't take this as a focus on the gender, that these are men and not women, but the fact that when a group of people are described as men, this is a way of honoring them. All right? So this is why some ulama say that these men are, or these people are, first opinion that I mentioned to you, people who have been placed there in order to يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَهُمْ, to observe both sides before entering into paradise. But if we go with the second understanding, which is also very valid, the reality of how it can be that a person's good deeds are exactly equal to their sins, or they've done something that qualifies them for entering into paradise, but also they've done something that qualifies them for entering into hell, this is something very frightening. And this is something that we really need to pay attention to, right? At the beginning of the surah, Surah Al-A'raf, in verses 8 and 9, we learned that فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that whoever's scales are heavy, they will be successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and those whose scales are light are the people who will lose themselves. So deeds will be weighed. And on the Day of Judgment, a person will regret over having missed out on opportunities where they could have done something good, but they didn't. There's a hadith in which we learned that there is no group of people who sit together and then they don't remember Allah in it, except that that gathering will be a source of regret for them. And there is no man who walks on a road and does not remember Allah in it, except that it will be a source of regret for him. So be eager to do good. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Don't restrict yourself to just the fara'id, to just the obligations. Ask yourself that, what good can I do right now? And sometimes we really waste opportunities. Like, for example, you have to commute. You have to go to school. You have to go to work every day. 15 minutes one way, 15 minutes the other way. 30 minutes of your day are going in what? Just driving? I mean, alhamdulillah, that's great. You're driving to something good, but use your tongue to remember Allah. Or sometimes we're in the car because have to drop someone, have to pick someone, have to go run an errand, have to go buy groceries. But use your time well. Remember Allah. Listen to the Quran. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Because Allah tells us, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who are ahead in good deeds will be ahead in the hereafter. They are the ones who will be brought close to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ also told us to not belittle any good deed. Even if it's something like, what? Looking at your brother with a smiling face, right? And speaking to them in a good way. In another hadith, we learn that you're pouring water into the bucket of your companion, all right, is a charity for you. So don't belittle any good deed. And ask Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'la al-khayrat. Oh Allah, I ask you for the ability to do good things. Wa tarka al-munkarat. And I ask you for the ability to leave bad things. So, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They will recognize all by their distinctive mark. Sima, from waw, seen, meme. Wasm is to mark, and sima, distinctive mark by which someone is identified. So they will recognize people on either side, meaning in paradise and also those in hell, by their distinctive marks. What are their distinctive marks? Their faces will show that they're the people of paradise. And the people of hell are such that their faces will show that they're the people of hell. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 106 and 107, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how the people of paradise, their faces will be brightened. And the people of hell, their faces will be darkened, as in gloom. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, in verses 22-24, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةً نَعِيمٍ. The people of paradise, you will recognize on their faces the enjoyment of blessings, of good things. And you will see the bliss, the pleasure on their faces. In Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people who lied about Allah, that وَجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّ. In Surah Yunus, ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the people of hell, that وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. Subhanallah. So they will recognize each by their distinctive mark. وَنَادَوْ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then what's going to happen? The people of A'raf will call out to the people of paradise. Any on the A'raf, they can see the people of paradise. All right? So they will call out to the people of paradise. What will they say? أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. From a distance, they will say سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ to them. Peace be on you. Allah says, لَمْ يَدُخُلُوهَا. They will not have entered it yet. وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. While they eagerly desire. And they're still on the A'raf, they have not yet entered paradise, and they wish, they hope, that they will be admitted into paradise very soon, with the mercy of Allah. They desire for paradise, and their desire for paradise will increase as they see the people of paradise already in paradise. And this description shows that they're not angels. The Ashabul A'raf are not angels, and they're not prophets, because the prophets will be the first to enter paradise, right? So, لَمْ يَدُخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. And when their eyes are turned toward the companions of the fire. صُرِفَتْ. صَاد رَا فَا. صَرَفَ, to turn away. So when their eyes are turned. Turned where? Turned تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. Eyes are turned toward the companions of the fire. Meaning they will not willingly look towards the people of hell, they will neither say salam to the people of hell, nor will they eagerly look in their direction. So what is going to happen? Their eyes will be turned in that direction, okay, as if against their will. Why will they be made to see the people of hell? So that they realize the value of the safety and protection that Allah has granted them. And Allah will have them see the people of hell and the punishment that they're in before admitting them into paradise, so that they realize Allah's favor on them. And on seeing what they see of hell and what the people of hell are being dealt with, they will seek refuge with Allah. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. They will say, O our Lord, do not put us with the people who do wrong. So earlier, their tamar was mentioned. Right? Their hope was mentioned, that they hope, they eagerly desire to enter paradise. And here, their fear is mentioned. Right? So they will be between the hope of entering paradise and the fear of being admitted into hell. They will be between hope and fear. And this is how we should be in the world, that we should be between hope and fear. And on the Day of Judgment, we learn that any certain believers will be granted complete safety, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them against any kind of fear by not even letting them see what is in hell. And قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. This also teaches us that when we see someone doing dhulm or someone suffering the consequences of doing dhulm, then instead of only condemning them and saying very powerful, arrogant things, a person should be afraid for themselves. And a person should ask Allah that, Ya Allah, you protect me. You do not let me be of those who do dhulm. Because when you see someone do wrong or suffer the consequences of doing wrong, you see basically how fallible human beings are, how weak human beings are, and how much potential they have to do what is evil. And we're also human. And especially, never ever laugh at someone, make fun of someone who ends up doing something wrong. Because you never know, due to your arrogance, Allah might test you with something similar or worse. Ask Allah for afiyah. Ask Allah for protection. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And sadly, there's such an arrogant attitude that when, first of all, people are looking to find fault in others. And as soon as they find fault in others, immediately they feel so satisfied, and then they have so much fun attacking them and criticizing them and making fun of them. Hey, have fear of Allah. I'm not saying that what is wrong is not wrong. What is wrong is absolutely wrong, unjustifiably wrong. But be careful about how you respond, what you say and what you do, and you show humility. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Now what is going to happen? The companions of the elevations, will call out to certain individuals whom they will recognize. And where are these individuals? They're in hell. They're in Jahannam. And they will recognize them بسيماهم by their distinctive marks. And who are these people? These are basically the leaders of kuffar, who are well known in the world, well known for their crimes, for their kufr, for their opposition to Allah and His Messenger. So they will recognize them. And they will say to them, قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون. Of no avail to you was your gathering and the fact that you were arrogant. ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم. Your jam' is of no benefit to you. And your jam' in the world. Jam' is to gather. So what you gathered in the world, and what is it that they gathered in the world? Wealth. And also how they came together, all of their alliances, right? The power that they had. And why did they gather all of their wealth? In order to enjoy it. And also to use it to hinder people from the way of Allah. They made these alliances, they came together strong. Why? In order to oppose the religion of Allah. In order to commit great acts of oppression. Right? So, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ. All of that did not avail you. Meaning, you have failed. You have not succeeded in your plans. Your money in the world is not helping you today. Your friendships in the world are not helping you today. All of the work that you put in to oppose Allah and His Messenger, all of that work has failed. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And the fact that you were arrogant, this also is of no use today. Your arrogance, your thinking yourselves to be superior, thinking yourselves to be above any fault, rejecting obvious truth, belittling people, looking down at them, none of that is benefiting you today. Because look at you, you are being humiliated now. You have been put in your place now. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And the fact is that, especially these leaders of kufr, they're very arrogant. And they gather money to enjoy themselves and also to commit oppression, but none of that will be of any benefit to them. They cannot succeed. In Surah Maryam, ayah 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding those who disbelieve that they say to the believers, boasting, that أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيَّ. Which of our two parties, meaning is it you or is it us, who is better in terms of position and better in terms of association? Meaning, who has more status, more power? Is it you or us? Of course, we have more power. We have more wealth. And you have nothing. In Surah Saba, ayah 35, وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. They say that we are more in terms of wealth and children. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And we're never going to be punished. So there are people who are very arrogant in the world. And they boast about their wealth, their alliances, and their friendships, and whatever that they have gathered. So remember, hell is the destination of every arrogant tyrant. We learn in a hadith that al-jabbarun al-mutakabbirun are the people who will enter hell. And paradise, who will enter paradise? Al-du'afa, the weak, al-masakeen, those in need. Honey, this is how generally the believers are. They're made weak. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't strive to be strong. No, but a lot of times the way that the systems in the world are, they are basically pitted against the believers. Subhanallah. So we see from this ayah that مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. It is the arrogant who will enter, who will end up in hell. They will further say, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. Are these the ones about whom you swore that Allah would never offer them mercy? Who? The people in paradise. هَٰؤُلَاءِ is referring to who? The people in paradise. Or it is referring to Ashabul A'raf. Okay? And Allah will say to the people in hell that these people on the A'raf, are these the folks about whom you used to say that Allah will never show them any mercy? The people in hell are who? The arrogant, the wealthy in the world who used to make fun of the believers. So now they will be asked that you used to make fun of the believers? These people that you see on the A'raf, or these people who have been admitted into paradise, about them you would say, لا ينالهم الله برحمة, that Allah will never offer them any mercy? Well, look at you today. You are in Jahannam. And look at the people whom you used to ridicule, whom you used to oppress, whom you used to oppose, whom you used to make fun of, about whom you used to say that they don't deserve any mercy. Look at them. أدخلوا الجنة. Allah will tell them, enter paradise. So the Ashab al-A'raf will now be admitted into paradise. لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. No fear will there be concerning you, nor will you grieve. So we see, we learn from this, that in the world, the criminals make fun of those who believe. And they say things like, the believers don't deserve any mercy. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, ayah 29 and 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. That the criminals used to laugh at those who believe. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 212, Allah tells us, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That worldly life has been beautified for those who disbelieve, and they poke fun at those who believe. Whereas the fact is that the people of taqwa will be above them on the Day of Judgment. So the same believers who were ridiculed in the world, these criminals did not assign any respect or decent treatment to, they will be told, Udkhulul Jannah. And the Ashab al-A'raf will also be told at this point, after they have seen and recognized what is happening in both places, they'll be told, Udkhulul Jannah. So now there are only Ashab al-Nar and Ashab al-Jannah. There is no one left in the middle. Now what's going to happen? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. Now the people of hell will call out to the people of paradise. And they will say, أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Pour down on us some water. أَفِيضُوا from إِفَاضَ فَيَضَاد. فَيَض is the overflowing of water. So they're not just asking for a little bit of water. They're asking that please pour down water on us. Some water. أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Or at least throw down on us something from what Allah has provided you. Meaning if not water, maybe some kind of food, some kind of fruit, something. قَالُوا, the people of paradise will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah has forbidden them both to the disbelievers. You see, in the world, blessings are shared between those who believe and also those who disbelieve. Earlier in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 32, we learned about that. That قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا however, خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Exclusively for them on the Day of Judgment. Which means that basic good things like food and water will only be for who on the Day of Judgment? Only for the believers. Paradise and its rewards are only for those who believe. So people of hell will not get the water of Jannah. They will not get any food of Jannah. They will get the water and food of Jahannam only. And that will only increase them in punishment. What is their food? In Surah Al-Dukhan, verses 43 to 46, إن شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم. It's zakum, which is their food. But as they eat it, it will boil in their stomachs like the boiling of hot water. This is how that food will be. In Surah Al-Ghashiyah, ayah 3 to 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ. They'll be given water from a boiling spring. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيرٍ. They will have no food except ضَرِيرٍ. And what is ضَرِيرٍ? لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. It does not suffice against hunger. And he doesn't take a person's hunger away. Subhanallah. And they will ask for water, but they will not be given any water. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Those who took their religion as diversion and play. What does it mean by this? لَعِبْ and لَهُ. لَعِبْ is something you do for fun. لَعِبْ is an activity that a person does, not for any good reason, but just for fun. Like for example, when you cook, yes, you're cooking, but what's the output? It's food. Right? There's a purpose behind it. But when you play a game, then what do you get? Nothing. Right? You play for the sake of playing. So this is what la'ib is. And lahu is diversion, meaning something that is done for the purpose of entertainment, distraction, amusement. So, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Meaning, they took their religion as an object of play and amusement. Instead of following it properly, instead of believing and worshipping Allah, what did they do? They took the religion of Allah, which Allah gave them, which Allah legislated for them, as what? An object of play and amusement. So they mocked at it, they ridiculed it, they poked fun at it. Or religion was just a means of entertainment and play for them. And if you think about it, a lot of people, religion for them is what? Nothing except what? Just celebrations and festivities. Any religious activity is basically what? A religious celebration. And that celebration has to do with what? Many people is just eating certain foods, drinking certain drinks, dancing, and other things. And there's no real serious act of devotion that shows humility. It's all pomp and fun and لعب له. وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا, and worldly life deceived them, because of which they did not prepare for the hereafter. They thought the worldly life is everything. So they will be dealt with as they dealt with Allah's religion. How? Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ. So today we forget them. Noon seen ya, nisyan, to forget. كَمَا نَسُوا, just as they forgot, لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا, the meeting of this day of theirs. This doesn't mean that Allah will, and He forget them as a person forgets to recall something, is unable to remember something. No, because وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ, your Lord does not forget. What is meant by forgetting is abandoning. And they will be abandoned in hell. When you forget something, it means you don't care about it. So Allah will not care about them. Allah will not show any mercy to them. Allah will not respond to their calls and their pleas and their requests and their screams and their expression of agony and regret. Nothing. All of that will be ignored. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ. Why? كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Ibn Abbas explained that he will forget them with respect to anything good. He will not forget them with respect to anything evil, which is why they will only have what is evil, and they will never enjoy anything that is good. Because they forgot the Day of Judgment, they will be forgotten in hell. Why? كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And just as, or because they used to absolutely reject the verses of Allah. There's a hadith in which we learn that Allah will ask a man on the Day of Judgment, that, oh so and so, did I not honor you? Did I not make you the chief of your people? Did I not provide you with a spouse and subdue for you horses and camels and gave you the opportunity to rule over your subjects? And he will reply, yes. So Allah will ask him, did you not think that you would meet us? And the man will say, no. So Allah will say, we forget you just as you forgot us. You didn't think to remember Allah. You didn't think to remember the one who made you, the one who blessed you, the one who gave you so much. So now you will be forgotten. You see, in the world, when you remember Allah, Allah remembers you. To remember Allah is to worship Allah, to thank Allah, to praise Allah. So Allah will also remember them. But those who forget Allah, who don't thank Allah, who only thank themselves, who say arrogant things like that, and living their life as if there is no God, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ, and we had certainly brought them a book. And Allah sent a scripture. فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, which we detailed by knowledge. فَصَّلْنَا from تَفْصِيل. فَصَّلَ يُفَصِّلُ is to explain something in detail. And فَصَّل is to separate between things. Right? So فَصَّلَ is to explain something in such a way that each point is made distinct from the other. So we brought them a book which we explained in detail. عَلَىٰ عِلْم, on knowledge. And he with factual knowledge. And Allah sent the book as guidance, هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً, and mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for a people who believe. Therefore, no person has an excuse on the Day of Judgment that, oh, I didn't know Allah. Why? Because Allah already sent a detailed scripture. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks such people who do not believe that what are they waiting for? هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلًا? Do they await anything except its ta'wil? Whose ta'wil? Ta'wil of the book, meaning of what the book has said, of what the book has warned of. And what is it that the book has made clear? That the hour is coming, right? So are they waiting for that to occur? Then they will believe. Ta'wil is from Hamza wa Lam, and awl is to return to the beginning. And ta'wil means two things. Ta'wil means interpretation. Because interpretation is what? You are explaining what the original intention was. All right? So you are explaining the original implication. Okay? And ta'wil also means tahakkuk, the actual occurrence of something. Okay? And the fulfillment of what was said. So are they waiting for anything except the fulfillment of what the Quran, what the book has warned of? Then they will believe? Well, if they do that, then يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ, the day when its actualization comes, its fulfillment comes, and that is the day of judgment, when what Allah has promised will be fulfilled. Then what is going to happen? يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ نَسُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, those who forgot it before will say. Meaning those who forgot the hour, who lived life pretending like there's no accounting, there's no day of judgment, they will say at that time, قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ, the messengers of our Lord brought the truth. And when they see its fulfillment, they will say, oh, the messengers brought the truth. But they have nothing to save themselves with. So then they will look around and they will ask, فَهَلْ لَنَا مِنْ شُفَعَى, so are there any intercessors for us? شُفَعَى, plural of شَفِير. Is there anyone who could intercede for us? فَيَشْفَعُ لَنَا, so they could intercede for us, because we don't have any deeds with which we qualify for forgiveness or paradise. So is there anyone who could advocate for us? أو, or is it possible that نُرَدُّ, we could be returned? رَدَلْدَال, meaning to the world. Why return to the world? فَنَعْمَلَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, so that we can do deeds other than that which we used to do before. Can we get another chance? Can we be sent back to the world so that we can do different things? But no, there are no intercessors for them. Surah Al-Muddathir, Ayah 48, Allah says, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ, and they will not be sent back. In Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 27 and 28, we have learned about how they will wish to be returned to the world, but there is no more chances. So these are the people who are true losers. Allah says, قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, in fact, they have lost themselves. How? How will they have lost themselves? Because look, Allah gave you your life, your nafs, as what? As a capital, right? That you use in a business. You invest it and you can make so much more out of it. Allah gave you a life so that you can spend it in iman and righteous action, and with His mercy, you earn high levels in paradise. But these are people who are like the businessman who loses his initial capital even. He's got nothing left. قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, complete losers. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and lost from them is what they used to fabricate. What is it that they used to fabricate? Any kind of false belief they had, that so-and-so is God, or so-and-so is partner to God, or so-and-so will intercede for us. Nothing of that will be of any benefit to them. Inshallah, we'll conclude over here. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون ولقد جئناهم بكتاب فصلناه على علم هدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون هل ينظرون إلا تأويله يوم يأتي تأويله يقول الذين نسوه من قبل قد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق فهل لنا من شفعاء فيشفعوا لنا أو نرد فنعمل غير الذي كنا نعمل قد خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون